Oh, good evening. There's a big chizuk. There's a major inspiration I got from a letter from Rabbi Akiva Eiger. I didn't get it. I saw it from Rabbi Akiva Eiger. That Rabbi Akiva Eiger was yodua that when it came to the last pandemic, cholera, he took very strong leadership of how to deal with the pandemic, and he wrote all rules of how people should deal with it. He actually sent to the government, and he got the government to enforce laws in throughout his area. And he was very active regarding how to deal with the pandemic. And the other officials, they were very proud of him, they were very grateful to Rabbi Akiva Eiger. And then in the tshuva, after he discusses all the rules, he's writing to inspire people to give tzedakah because people are having a hard time. And at the end, he writes a line which I took a big chizik. Because just imagine, Rabbi Akiva Eiger was a politician. Can you imagine, looking back, I have to say that in the town of Pozna, in the town of Posen, where Rabbi Akiva Eiger was rov, there was a lot less deaths and a lot less people infected with cholera than anywhere else in the whole area. That was brought down. And imagine Rabbi Akiva Eiger would have been a politician and look back at his work and say, you know why this happened. Right, this happened obviously because we were very careful, because we did this, because we did that. We were active. Rabbi Akiva Eiger was the one who got the officials to be careful, right? And Rabbi Akiva Eiger writes a line in his letter after the whole situation was finished, and he was looking back and saying, "Do you know why in Posen there were a lot less deaths?" I think it's amazing. He doesn't attribute to anything to what he did. He says, "V'hi sha'am dalanu." This is what held us strong in our kehila. Hatfilos, the hatstokos, shegavru aleinu chasdei Hashem, that the chesed of Hashem came on us, shlegavru hamachlo kol kach beireinu baruch Hashem. Right? Kol yigma Hashem chasdei ba'adeinu v'ad kol Yisrael. Yeah? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger attributes it not to the work that he was involved in, and yet he was actively involved in making sure there's police around and making sure that everyone keeps to it. Rather, he said it's the tefillahs and the tzedakahs that we were mechazik. That means in Pozna, Rabbi Akiva Eiger arranged that there should be tefillahs, that they should say Pitim Akhtarius after the tefillahs, after the Shachris and Mincha. He was takagoy tzedakah. He demands the nice way tzedakah from people to make sure that people are giving tzedakah. That's how he says. That's why there was zeicha to a greater. And we should just bear in mind the Gemara of Ashtate. Again, we're not over with this coronavirus, unfortunately. And the most we can see, there's still things happening. And in the Gemara in Shabbos, Lamad Beis Amad Aleph Ashtate, La'olam Yispal El Odom Shaloi Yechelo. A person should always daven La'olam Shaloi Yechelo, that he shouldn't become unwell. Because if a person does become unwell, he needs a lot of credit to take him out of the illness. Shem Yechla, if a person does become unwell, Oymrim Loi, we tell him, okay, Hobby Zuchus Fei Potter, come along, show us his Zuchusim, and then you become Potter from the Gezerah. Therefore, the Gemara records to us that there's a Musug of davening that a person should stay well. It's an interesting thing which Rabbi Victor Miller used to always promote. And it's worth noting that when we come to Tefillah, when we used to come to davening, according to the Ramban, when you walk into Shul, you're not going to be mekayem a mitzvah d'oraisa. You're going to be mekayem a mitzvah d'rabbanon. Shachris is a nice mitzvah d'rabbanon. Mincha is a mitzvah d'rabbanon. Maar is a mitzvah d'rabbanon. But the Ramban writes that be'eis tzara, when a person has a specific need, making sure that it's a bit of a tzara, then Ramban writes that it gets upgraded to a mitzvah d'oraisa. That's an interesting Ramban. The Ramban holds it gets upgraded to be'eis tzara. It's considered a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa to come to tefillah. So besides for Birchas HaTorah being the Raisa, besides for Krishma, a person, the Tefillah gets upgraded according to that as well. I must just share with you a very small thought. When it gets to the Seder, it becomes very easy to be Mechavim with this going on. It's very easy to be Mechavim because when I tell you the Bruch of Re'ena V'Anienu, Re'ei V'Anienu, what comes to mind, V'Riva Re'veinu, Galeinu, Goloshleimu, Meirosh, what comes to mind what the Bruch is about? What are we asking Hashem? going in Yisrael that Hashem should redeem Klal Yisrael, what would you say that the redemption is referring to? When we daven Eretz three times a day, and we hear it twice a day from the Chazan, Re'eva Nienu, Riva Revenu, Goleinu Mehir Lebanon Shemecha, right? What Geula, what redemption are we asking Hashem to do? So, Pashtus, you would have thought, it means the redemption of the Golus. But Rashi Megillah shares with us an amazing insight. He says that's not the case, right? It's not the case because we've got plenty of brachas telling us about the Geula of getting out of our sinagogues. We've got Tekabah Shefa, we've got Shalai, and we're no shortage of brachas. Says Rashi, Re'eva Ni'enu, Geula Yisrael is not referring to the Geula of getting us out of Golus. It's referring to the Tzoros that we find ourselves in. So I find that it's very easy to be mechavan these three brachas very easily with this pandemic. You go, Re'eva Ni'enu, save us from this, from the tzora that we find ourselves in. And that leads us into the brocha of Ein Hashem Vanei Rofei. Also leads us to the refus, even if a person just becomes unwell a little bit, it's also as a chus to mention it. And then Baruch Aleinu also flows because of financial cuts that everyone's been affected by. It flows really well to be mechavan and enhance a person's tefillah. It's very meaningful to pay special attention. Re'eva Ni'enu, Rashi explains this, it's to take us out of our sorrows that we find ourselves wherever we are in. Re'eva Baruch Ni'enu, all flows very well. Okay, then I need to just want to share with the Olam a very interesting point, and I find it extremely nagea for those especially which are not going to manage to come to shul for Shabbos, and I find it extremely nagea. So maybe I'm talking to the people on the camera recorder. Maybe a bit ikka for them, because those people are here. Likely that they're going to be here on Shabbos this week as well. Ash, I want to share with you something interesting. Because we know that at the time of David HaMelech, in Yerushalayim, there was a Magefa, that 100 people plus 100 people used to die a day. And that is something that we see in front of our eyes. Just find out, you'll see, it's 100 people plus a day that we know, just in the UK. And that is something that we can really relate to. And David HaMelech said, okay, we're going to make a takona. He instituted that everyone should make 100 brachas a day. He based it on the pasuk, Va'atzi Yisrael, Mo Hashem Elokecha Hashem Mimoch, Al Tikre Mo Elo Me'ach. If you count the letters, if you count the oisios, the letters in that pasuk, after you say Me'ach, Mo is Me'ach, how many letters are there in that pasuk?
100.
Thank you, yeah, you could have guessed that. And how many words are in the pasuk of Va'atzi Yisrael, Mo Hashem Elokecha Hashem Mimoch? 26. 26, which is Rachamim the Chida, writes that this tells us that by Amir Brochas it brings a lot of Rachamim. So he was a Masakonis, and the Bach says something really fascinating. You know what the Bach writes? The Bach says that it's not as if the Gezeira of 100 people dying is like suddenly gone out the window. It's Pshat is, it's an ongoing Gezeira, but the 100 Brochas pushes it away for that day. So, if we're makad on Meir Brochas, then it pushes away the Gezerah that day. The Loshon HaBach has got quite a fascinating Loshon. The Bach says about Meir Brochas, that old Gezerah of 100 people dying a day, ki ikas sakonas misas Meir Yisrael b'chol yoyim, k'moy shohoyo k'odim shatikin dovin Meir Brochas, is exactly the same. Just the Meir Brochas overrides it. Now, the reason why you'll find that we don't make such a major issue out of Meir Brochas is because most times during the weekday we anyway get Meir Brochas in. The struggle comes when it comes to Shabbos that we are missing a few brochas. And even when it comes to Shabbos, which the Gemara recalls lechatchila, a person should try and make up his 100 brochas. How should you do it? You should smell basamim, have a little bit of a bit of a sweet here and there, yeah? So that's how you should be mekam his Meir Brochas. But if a person didn't, let's say a person didn't do any, he didn't go out of his way. By the way, if you don't go out of your way on Shabbos, you usually end up with about 96, 97. You sometimes struggle to get the last two. In fact, when I was a Shem Adrich in Camp Aguda many years ago, I was giving this to the Olim, and I said to the Olim that you should know, the boys, how old were they? Probably about Bar Mitzvah age. And I was telling them, you know, the Meir Brochas, it comes to Shabbos, we don't get Meir Brochas. So there were a few boys there saying, what do you mean? Of course it's so easy to get Meir Brochas. Because we went through in detail. And one boy said, obviously, you get there dead easy. So I said, the test is, let's count what we did last week. It was about Monday or Tuesday that we were discussing this. And I said, let's make a chashim of last week, what did he do? And one boy came to about 96, another boy came to like 97, 98, yeah? And sometimes on Shabbos, the last two or three is the struggle to get to the 100. But still, if a person didn't do the extra two or three, but the Eved, there is what to rely on. The Shulchan Aruch recalled from the Rosh that if a person listens to the Oyla Latoya, the person who gets the Aliyah making a Brocha and an Och Brocha, he can use those two Brochas as part of his Meir Brochas, and then for all seven, and for Mincha, right? Although it's only Bidi Eved, but Lemaisa Bidi Eved is Makayim, this Takona of Meir Brocha, so it is quite powerful. Lachatchila, a person should try and be Mashlemit properly himself. But that's assuming that we're listening to the Oyla, right? If a person's totally switched off, then he's not even, he can't use that. And also, if you hear properly, if you can hear through the noise, that's also Negea to be Mekayim, the Inyan Ameir Brochus. So that's Taka very important. But what I find very relevant is that during this pandemic, when some people are not managing to come to Shul, and thereby they're not able to hear this Bidi Eved of listening to the Oyla, which is not a joke. It has got quite a lot of power when you listen to the Oyla. Chazal Shatz, Mishnah Berurah brings us a step lower than Oyla LaTorah. But if a person's not able to come to Shul for Kriyas HaTorah and for Chazal Shatz, then he's not been Mekayim Sanim, which is Me'ikah Dinim Dinim Digimorah, and it's a Chiyuv. And not only that, this is the time that we need it. So really, I think it's a very powerful halacha to remember. If someone's not able to go to Shul on Shabbos, during the pandemic already, I think we're a bit late in the game, but still, there's still quite a few weeks that people are not managing to go to shul. There's a musuk of being very careful in Meir Brochus, more than you would ever, because usually you've always got, as we've already mentioned, you even got Chazal Shatz, which some places can say it helps. So, you know, you're always sort of okay, you're hearing a Chazal Shatz here, but if you're at home and your mum is stuck, so you've gone through a day without Meir Brochus, not so geschmack during this tukufa. I think it was quite a geschmack of chat to take into account. Make sense? That was the thought. Now, we just brought along for the Zechus of Rosh Chodesh. I thought we're going to, you know, we say everything about Peh. I thought we're going to today have the Zechus to learn a whole siman of Shulchan Aruch. We're going to learn it inside. Mr. Hashem, we have to change the schedule. And what we're going to do is we're going to learn a whole siman of Shulchan Aruch inside. And the siman goes like this. Mitzvah laharbois v'sudash Rosh Chodesh. We've learned the whole siman. We've said the whole siman top of your test. 419, right, is the whole siman is that there's a special mitzvah when it comes to Rosh Chodesh to make a meal. Mashal, usually if a person by dinner only has a chweitz, I don't know, he has a bareka, he has just egg or something. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh, there's a special mitzvah to wash, and that is taka, a big mitzvah which is brought down. What's the reason why there's a mitzvah to wash on Rosh Chodesh? Firstly, you get the yad of Yahweh, but as well, because Rosh Chodesh is like a yom tov. What's the impossible? The Pasuk puts Rosh Chodesh together with Yom Tovim to show that to some degree it's got a din of Rosh Chodesh. Some Rishonim held that there should be a mitzvah to have wine. In fact, the stipler used to have a cup of wine every single Rosh Chodesh. He used to have two cups of wine when it came to Rosh Chodesh Adar. I wonder what he did on Chodesh Adar Sheni, whether he had four. I don't know, okay, maybe he had four. But in the Maaseh, that's why I brought the wine in over here, Chodesh Sagofen. That there's a musig of having, there is a matter of Chaim Kanievsky Adayim, Hitaka has every Rosh Chodesh, he has a cup of wine, that's the only thing in common that me and Chaim Kanievsky have, that we have a cup of wine on Rosh Chodesh. He probably finishes a few masechtas along the way as well, it's probably he's got a backlog of siyumim he has to make anyway. But the Maisa, that is a grace of Inyan, and ladies as well, are also have got the mitzvah of having a meal. So really, tomorrow, if it's possible to have a meal, to sit down for a meal, that would be a maila. So you get the mitzvah of having a sud on Rosh Chodesh, and you also get the mitzvah of making a mitzvah d'oraisa of benching at the end. So that's also something to consider.
Tafka by day.
In fact, if someone only has it by night time, let's say you wash tonight. In fact, according to a lot of shittas, according to Rashi, the Achum Nez, and Daik Rashi, that a person will not be used to this mitzvah. Again, it's a mitzvah, it's not a chiyuv, but it's a mitzvah because it's similar It's similar to Yomim Tovim, therefore there's a grace of Inyan. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah says that if, let's say, a person splashes out and he buys himself a nice geschmacka meal tomorrow, he makes a nice meal, and it costs him £20 for a nice meal. It costs him, he went a bit above his what he usually spends, and it makes a geschmack. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that is included in what the Gemara says, that we don't take off the amount that he gets every year. Every year, Hashem makes a bit of an account. Hashem's a greater accountant. He makes it exactly, mamash, exactly what a person's going to get every that year. But he doesn't include what a person spends within reason, what a person spends for Shabbos, Yom Tovim, and some shittas. Mishnah Berurah includes that which you use for Rosh Chodesh. So that's interesting. Mishnah Berurah brings it down. It's on the top of your test. So you've got an Aleph. That's also included in this inyan.
Why is the mitzvah in more in the day than the night time?
It seems that in the daytime is the ikka time of Rosh Chodesh, Haraya, that when it comes to Yalav Yavoi, we in the night time we're not Ma'akim. Just Agav, it's worth especially trying to remind ourselves, because you do find that when it comes to Yalav Yavoi by day, we remember. When it comes to Yalav Yavoi night, it's hard to remember. The difference is, a lot of times, is because we know that deep down, that if you forget Yalav Yavoi by night, then you don't have to repeat it. So it's often that much harder to remember to say Yalav Yavoi, partially because he knows it's not ma'akav, it's not essential. Therefore, lemaisa is just kedai to take into account. And when it comes to the night time, the ikka of Rosh Chodesh is taka the daytime. And then you've got, let's just share with you and geshmaka shaila, then again to what would you say if someone tomorrow has to daven be yichidus, chesi has to daven be yichidus on Rosh Chodesh? Usually we take off our tefillin for musaf. Why do we take off tefillin for musaf? Because the Ramah brings down, because we say keser. At least in the Nusach Sfarad, you say keser. And you say keser, so any min aroi that you're telling Hashem, keser yitnu l'chad, they should give you a keser, and look at what's on your head, you've also got a keser. It's not min aroi, so therefore take it off, and give the full keser to the Rabbeinu Shleim. Now what happens if someone, even if you've done the Nusach Sfarad, he's at home, so he's not hearing no keser. What would you say to that? What would you say to a person who's davening at home that wants to keep on his tefillin on? On, let's say, should he take his tefillin off for the duration of Musaf? So that the Mishnah Berurah brings a different reason why he should take off the tefillin for Musaf. That is because at the time that you're mentioning Musaf, you're mentioning the Tzum Mishalyim, which is similar to Rosh Chodesh, like we mentioned, which is similar to Yom Tovim, just like Yom Tov states. Why can't you wear tefillin on Yom Tov? Yom Tov, do you wear tefillin? You don't wear tefillin. Why don't you wear tefillin? Because it's the Ois. So when we are Oisik in the Nyonim of Rosh Chodesh, which is also similar to our Ois, which is also similar to Yom Tov, therefore we don't want to have the tefillin on us. That's taka, interesting point. Just to finish off with a Geshmaka Shaila, just to finish off with an Tesanta Shaila, and that is Benegia to someone who is, I'm not sure if there's going to be time for this, how can we put this in? Okay, we'll just finish off with a smaller shayla, and that is when it gets to if someone, let's say someone today, he has a cup of wine, and he makes a bere pri adofen, and he finishes off, and he says ala gefen. And then he comes to the end, you're supposed to add in, v'zachreinu l'tova b'yoyim reish ha'chodesh hazeh.
And he forgets.
And the mighty you forget. And you continue your way forward, you say, ki ato Hashem, tova mitu l'akov v'nezu l'chol la'aretz ha'r pri adofen. So now you remember, hang on a second, I forgot to add in v'zachreinu l'tova b'yoyim reish ha'chodesh hazeh. So he goes back to the Zachreinu L'Teva, and now when he says Ki Ato Hashem, should he say Ki Ato Hashem, Teva Meitiv L'Kol? Should he say it with the Shem Hashem? He's already said it. Now he needs to say it again because he has forgotten to say the Zachreinu. So he goes back to the Zachreinu L'Teva, Brei Mashal Chedesh, and now he has to repeat Ki Ato Hashem, Teva Meitiv L'Kol. Should he repeat again with the Shem Hashem? Interesting, the person can say when it comes to the real Shem Hashem, that then he should avoid it. He should avoid the word, the Shem Hashem. It's only regarding Hokeil that we say when it comes to L'chol L'chaim, when it comes to Aseret Yemei. And let's say someone forgets to say Chosov L'chaim Tovim Kol B'nei B'Yisach, and he carries on saying L'chol L'chaim Yiduch HaSal V'Yalav Yisrum Chobamis Hokeil, that's when we say he can repeat it. But when it comes to Shem Hashem Yudke Bovke, that's when the post can say already, the Shomer Shem already write this, that they should miss out the word Hashem. So it should look like this. A person missed that out and said, Ki ato Hashem toivu mitu lakul. Go back to the Zachinu l'toivu b'rim v'shachidosh. There. Ki ato toivu mitu lakul. You missed out the Shem Hashem. Interesting thing. Because, although there's a gans of cheshbon to it, but the Maisa, that's interesting. When it comes to, even when it comes today, you'll not be ma'akuf, because even benching is not ma'akuf. So therefore, taka, that when it comes to repeating Ki ato Hashem, the Shem Hashem should be missed out. Grüß dich, Gott. Grüß dich.